All right, so welcome to the third and final section of the modes presentation. It's seven different progressions. And you are going to try and determine what each... It's one per mode, right? And so, you know, obviously by the time we get to number six, you'll be able to determine what number seven is just by process of elimination. However, we'll start right at the beginning here. So... you're going to try and identify what each mode is. So you're only looking at number one, the top line.
All right.
Right? Don't try and look at the rest of them, you know.
Okay, I'm just looking at the one across there. It's got a...
And so...
Can you make me read music? G, B, D, F, so flat G.
So for the very first thing is how to diagnose which mode it is. Just play the progression first. Because the first chord may or may not be the key. The last chord may or may not be the key. Generally, it's either first or last. But we don't know yet until we play it. So let's play it. Now it says medium, so that's fine. So one, two, three, four.
Sorry.
That's F minor. And then... yep, here we go. Ready, two, three, four. Which one do you think is the tonic?
It feels like it's either A flat or A sharp or F minor.
Okay, you're right, it's one of those two. So if you played that progression without even trying to identify the mode yet, you have to identify the tonic before you identify the mode, obviously. Right? So play the progression. And then at the very end, what?
It sounds like A flat to me.
It's A flat, yeah, good. So to save time. But what if you weren't sure, you would play all four and then play an F minor just to see if that felt like it summarized the whole progression best of all the chords. And I don't think it does. I think A flat does. Yeah. Alright. So now we determined the key is A flat. And since you know your harmonized scale.
I know my harmonized scale.
Meaning major, minor, okay, major, yeah. You know, what looks different there, can you put Roman numerals on all these? You know, on all these chords that are written here. So obviously A flat is Roman numeral what?
One.
Yeah. And then in the regular key of A flat, like major, what type of B flat would
so
it be?
B flat should be minor, so B flat major.
It should be minor, but it's
so
not.
It's got a raised third, which means...
it's got a raised third, and what is that according to the key of A flat?
So, I'm playing a D where I would normally play a D flat.
Yep, but so in not even in letters, but in numbers, that'll help you a lot faster.
Oh.
What interval is that D to the
so
key
the
of A flat?
It's sharp.
It's a sharp four. And so we got a major tonic. That immediately removes four possible modes.
Yeah, it's not the seven, it's not the... right, okay, it's not the...
so that means it's immediately going to be Ionian, Lydian, or Mixolydian.
Right.
And we just ruled out which one of those by...
well, yeah, it can't be Ionian
because
you have a sharp four.
Correct. And then, so which major mode has the sharp four, do you remember?
Well... no.
Okay.
Excuse me, but I can try to figure it out another way.
Okay. Alright, so the answer is Lydian. Lydian is the only one with the sharp four, which we just came up with because we had that major two chord, as it were, right?
Isn't the Lydian based on the four? Am I crazy here?
So, now that you've... I'm going to not answer your question. If you simply memorize Lydian has a sharp 4 and Mixolydian has a flat 7, yeah, you never have to think about what the parent scale is again. Except for fingering purposes. Except for, you know, ease of fingering. Does that make sense? So first, do your scale with a sharp 4.
So, okay.
Like, just do one on. Yeah, keep going. And then do another octave if you can.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, if you do it in one position, then maybe your fingers will remember a pattern.
Ah, I see where you're going.
Mm-hmm. And do your fingers recognize that pattern? Good. Now I'm going to go in and answer your question. First, I wanted your fingers to feel like they recognize something. Because no matter what mode we're in, we're always in some major scale.
Right.
Some fingering of a major scale. Okay. You were saying, saying, shouldn't it be the four? I think you're doing it backwards. A flat, play A flat, that is the four of some other key. Not the other way around.
You're right. Thank you.
All right,
because that was eating me up.
All right, do it. That's a common thing. So let's find it. On the guitar, you can't.
Well, I already know.
What is?
Because I know what A flat is the Lydian of.
What?
E.
E what?
E major.
Nope.
Yeah, I own you.
Nah, you're so close, but play it for me. Like, play the major scale that you would play over this progression, the parent major scale.
No. Oh, E-flat.
E-flat, E-flat. Is that what you meant?
Yeah, I know it's E-flat.
I thought you did. But, you know, E and E-flat is a big, big difference.
Yeah,
right?
It's huge.
But you meant E-flat. I thought you did. So now you're in E-flat. So, but now you'll also know that A-flat is really the tonic over this. So jam around with it for a minute, okay?
Okay.
Here we go. 2, 3, 1. The regular four of A flat, then, but that's good because then I know you're thinking about it from the point of view of A flat.
I am,
which
that's
is good. It's actually good to make mistakes because if you're just playing E flat all day long and not really thinking about the intervals,
right? I was thinking in A flat, which is good. It's
nice. So that's good.
Mistakes by bending.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm doing pentatonic though.
Yeah, and you can use A flat major pentatonic, right?
Right.
Let me demonstrate a little bit. You give me
the
chords. Sounded good. 1, 2, 3, go. There are several ways of thinking here, and I'm doing all of them. One way is major pentatonic on A flat, major pentatonic on B flat, minor pentatonic on F minor, and major pentatonic on E flat. All pentatonics associated with the chord, and it sounds like every note I hit is a freaking chord tone, practically.
Right.
Well, almost. I mean, but it very sounds very good with it, right? Then the next one is all E flat. I might think all E flat, just over, like, just do a one time through the progression. I'm just gonna simply think E flat, even though I'm not, like I told you, okay. It'd be better to think A.
Mm-hmm.
But just because it's there and I can do it. 3-4. And I'll resolve back to A flat whenever the hell I want, but you know. So then you can whip off kind of quicker licks, mm-hmm. and what's the other one would be, you know, thinking intervallically, so, which is kind of the more melodic way to do it. So I'm only going to think A flat Lydian, and I'm just going to kind of hear the chords and resolve the intervals as I hear it. But I don't know if this makes sense. It's the same notes as E flat major, but I'm
right,
thinking.
Right, but you're A-flat. Thinking in A flat.
I'm thinking of the intervals and listening to how they sound against each chord and deciding to resolve or not resolve depending on how I see fit. Ready? One more time with the chords.
Sure.
2-3-1. Kind of, you can't really tell, and certainly your audience won't be able to tell.
Mm-hmm.
But those are three different ways of thinking, right? Cool, that's awesome. Can we move on?
Yeah.
Or any other questions about
this? Can I have a shot at that with the pentatonics?
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Let's do that.
All right, here we go. 2-3.
Yeah.
We haven't done mixing pentatonics like that.
No.
Too much.
But on a slow chord progression like that, it's doable. Like, you can kind of switch from A flat to B flat fairly quickly. I don't know how I did with squeezing in the F minor. I tried, but I don't think I got to.
If it helps you at all, F minor is the same exact thing as the A flat major was. So it's kind of like you play a thing. You go up a whole step, play it again, then back to where you try that for a second, like.
Right.
Try it, just do it.
Sure.
Like
okay.
2-3-1. So keep it short because you only got one bar each.
Right.
2-3-4. Very cool. So that gives you plenty of food for thought.